T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine, watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Consider yourselves lucky. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. Today, Tuesday, June 6th, 2023, has been a bombshell day. It's been one of them bombshell days in the world of sports. The first bombshell this morning, the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have agreed to merge. We're going to talk about that next hour. I've been chomping at the bit to really get into that. And here's the deal. You don't need to be a golf fan. You don't need to be a fan of people on a country club swinging a stick to understand what took place there. And so we were really going to get into that. Next hour. It is the most, how do I explain it? It's one of the most gangster sidebar conversation, hey, come here, let me talk to you things that I can really remember taking place in the world of sports, especially right in front of everybody's face. And so we're going to talk about the PGA and LIV joining forces. We're going to do that next hour. In a few minutes, unfortunately, we're going to talk about Jacob DeGrom. One of the most electric pitchers that Major League Baseball has ever seen, Jacob DeGrom, is cooked. The man needs Tommy John surgery. And what a surprise. It feels like his arm has been hanging on by a thread for years now. Even when he pitched to a 1.1-0 ERA with the New York Mets, even when he was striking out every batter in front of him, even when he made pitching look like he was in a video game. Well, now we won't see him pitch at all, and it's very unfortunate. We're going to talk about Jacob DeGrom and his injury in a few minutes. We had some NBA coaches who were announced and pretty much, how do I say it, presented to their new teams, their new cities today. Frank Vogel in Phoenix with the Suns, Adrian Griffin today. Also now the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. The only team that doesn't have a coach now happens to be the Toronto Raptors. The Miami Heat, we're getting ready for Game 3, taking place tomorrow down in Miami. There's a key player who is still not going to play in that game, I will explain. You know, for everything going on about LIV Golf and the PGA, arguably the world's biggest soccer player, he might be heading to play in Saudi Arabia as next. Who knows? Damar Hamlin, he was actually back at practice today, and he didn't just show up. He was wearing a helmet, God bless him. And two individuals who need to wear more than a helmet, there's something going on in Cleveland. I could think there's something going on all over the world and in big cities all over the damn place, but we got Cleveland Browns stepping outside here and getting robbed. We'll talk about that. Ron Rivera is looking forward to a quarterback competition. I don't know how sexy it is between Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett, but it looks like it's about to go down, and this is not sexy. This is actually terrible, if you ask me. Derrick Henry is still a Tennessee Titan. It's sad. Very, very sad. I'll explain later on in the show. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am also online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you follow, if you keep up with me, you already know what we're going to talk about because I tweeted it out. I put it on Facebook. And so go ahead and you do the same. Hey, Shep, how was your Tuesday, man? You doing good?
Yeah, no complaints, JR. How about yourself, my friend?
I'm good, thank you. You know, someone who does have some complaints. And this is sad. On one hand, I want to be sad. And then on the other hand, I go, how sad can I be? I just don't care. You know, you don't want anybody to undergo surgery. And in the world of professional sports, it's so normal. It's so commonplace. The athletes a lot of times can be dehumanized. And this guy is going under the knife. And it's only arthroscopic surgery. It's only this. It's only that. They're still human beings, right? In the case of Jacob DeGrom, this is someone, I think right now his third child has been born or they are in the process of being born. DeGrom hasn't pitched in a month. He is one of the best pitchers I've ever seen throw a ball in my life, except for the fact that he hasn't been healthy. Okay, this is someone who can walk around and get in Cy Young's, two of them, with the New York Mets. He had 9 seasons with the New York Mets. Jacob DeGrom started off as a shortstop when he was playing baseball. Well, right now, Jacob DeGrom, on June 19th, is going to turn 35 years old. The New York Mets, over the past several years, they understand this is one of the greatest pitchers that they have had in their history. You could put him up there in regards to talent-wise with someone like a Tom Seaver, maybe better. But the fact is, you didn't see him pitch. You didn't see him pitch enough. If you think about Jacob DeGrom and his starts, dating back to, let's say, 2017, all the way up until now, 31 starts, 32 starts, 32 starts, 12 starts, 15 starts, only 11 starts last year. You would expect someone healthy throughout the course of the season to make approximately 33 starts. 11 isn't cutting it, man. And so now he gets a huge contract from the Texas Rangers. The Mets would have loved to keep him, but not to the tune of 5 years, $185 million to pay him $37 million a year, one of the top paid guys in all of Major League Baseball. And the New York Mets, oh, they should be happy about this right now. Not that Jacob DeGrom is hurt, but that they dodged a bullet. That the pitchers that they are paying a crap load of money to, a Justin Verlander, a Max Scherzer, yeah, well, they're only under contract for a year or two, for $40 mil. Not too bad. Not 5 years when these dudes are going to be pushing, I don't know, wheelchairs. Forearm tightness with the New York Mets. Elbow injuries. Shoulder blade injuries. And now he needs Tommy John to repair a busted up ligament in his right arm. Everything that I just named you was a precursor. And it's crazy how a couple of months can change just a few things. Because Jacob DeGrom sat down in his press conference, his introductory press conference, in Texas with the Rangers, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm happy to be a Texas Ranger, and I came down here to win. Take a listen to this.
You know, going through the process, you set up meetings with teams, and whenever I found out the Rangers were one of those teams, I was really excited. And then, you know, getting on a call with CY and Boach, you know, hearing the vision of what the Rangers want to do, and ultimately getting to meet Ray and the vision here and bringing a World Series here. That's the goal, winning a World Series. And these guys all had that same vision, and it lined up with what I wanted to do. So, you know, it was they showed a ton of interest right in the start, and the feelings were mutual, and just very happy to be here.
Oh, okay. And so far, I guess he was right, maybe. They've done good without him. going into tonight, a record of 39-20. The Rangers, yes, the Rangers are on top of the American League West. They're better than the Astros right now. They're better than the Mariners, about 500. And same thing for the Angels. In the Oakland Athletics, they might as well not even exist. Sorry. And so DeGrom goes and he basically takes the money because the New York Mets weren't stupid enough to give it to him. And so let's fast forward. 6 starts later, not having pitched in an entire month, DeGrom now needs surgery. And DeGrom, tearfully, listen to, I don't know. Hey, Shep, can you listen to tears on the radio? You can't, right?
If you haven't completely ruined your hearing, you will be able to distinguish what they are as opposed to verbal words, yes.
Listen to Jacob DeGrom. This is sad, right? He's sad. Listen to him be sad today with this announcement.
You know, I went through this before, and you know, I know what it takes to get back. So that's the goal. Go out there, you know, rehab as the best I can and be around to help, you know, any way I can. You know, we got a special group here. And to not be able to be out there and, you know, help them win, that it stinks. So this is what we love to do, but, you know, finding this out, coming here, wanting to be out there and helping the team, you know, it's a disappointment.
Yeah, it is a disappointment. And I guess you can hear tears on the radio because you heard it from that guy. He's wiping his eyes are red. And you know what? He is making almost $200 million. So, you know, it's hard to feel terribly about it. But from a human perspective, this is what he's done with his life. He throws a baseball for a living. He's going to try to come back and do so. He's 35 years old. Okay, you think he's going to come back next year? Highly unlikely. Tack on 2 more years and you think he's going to come back throwing gas? There were points in his time with the New York Mets. It's like, oh, does he need to throw 101, 102 miles per hour? It's a perfect combination of power and precision and movement. He's a perfect pitcher. Body couldn't hold up. Body couldn't maintain it. And so now he's going to have to get used to the fact that, damn, they gave me this money and I can't even play to earn it. I'm sure it's going to be nice to get in the cold tub, the hot tub, the jacuzzi, the mansion, the farm. I know he lives down in Florida. He's still going to enjoy that money. But there's going to be an adjustment there to actually feel like, hey, I didn't just get it. But you know what? There's a new sucker born every day, and the Texas Rangers knew the risks, and they got. And they paid for it. They didn't care. They're the new suckers. I think we'll see Jacob DeGrom pitch again. I hope he's still good. I don't know if he could be 1.1000 ERA good. I think he'd be okay. Someone who watched him pitch last year. First year with the New York Mets as manager, DeGrom's last year. Even though DeGrom didn't pitch too much, only 11 games. It's Buck Showalter, the manager of the New York Mets. And he thinks that Jacob DeGrom will bounce back.
Feel bad for Jake, and you know, I know Chris well, but you know, if I know Jake, he'll get the surgery and come back with and finish his career strong. You know, so you know, I have to identify it, and I feel awful for him. You know, I know how much it means to him to pitch. He enjoys pitching, so certainly. Sad news for all of us, but you know, in today's world with the Tommy John, whether you've had 1, 2, or you know, whatever, it's a very successful surgery, and I know Jake will do the work to get back. And he has such pitch ability; he doesn't have to throw 100 to get people out.
All right, well, look at Buck Showalter coming through with the silver lining. Coming through with the positivity after the dark clouds have kind of rolled by. And we also heard the tears roll down the face of Jacob DeGrom. And so he is one of the best pitchers I personally have ever seen in my life. It is just unfortunate that it wasn't sustainable. That all the years of, how can you throw that hard? And he's getting hurt. You need to relax. Well, it's done. He had the same Tommy John surgery in the minor leagues. Fast forward almost 10 plus years later, almost 10 years, a decade later, and he's having it again. You think the third time's the charm, the third comeback, the third reawakening when he's 36, 37 is going to be the move? I hope. But the odds aren't in his favor. His return to prominence is not guaranteed. The Hall of Fame, you can throw it out of the window, but you can bet on this. He is going to get every dollar of that $185 million deal. And if there's anything that he has to cope or deal with, it's that he won't be able to go out there and earn the cash. But hey, bro, it's not your fault. The Rangers were idiots. They offered you the money, and you were smart for taking it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are just getting started. I told you we're going to talk about LIV Golf and the PGA. Next hour, we're going to get into Derrick Henry somehow, some way. He is still a Tennessee Titan. Obviously, there's a little bit of news as it relates to the NBA Finals, Game 3 tomorrow night in Miami. And then, Jacob DeGrom used to be a New York Met. There is a current New York Yankee who is also one of the highest paid athletes in baseball. He's hurt. He's going on the injured list. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break, plus everything else I just mentioned. We're just getting warmed up. I'm in the bullpen, and you know what? I'm not going to have Tommy John. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get into LIV Golf and the PGA merger. We're going to do that at the top of the hour. To open up the show, I just told you about Jacob DeGrom and his latest injury. Except for this time, this is not a matter of forearm tightness. It's not elbow fatigue. It's not a busted shoulder blade. He's going to have Tommy John surgery, the second in his career. He turns 35 years old in a couple of days, and the Texas Rangers just gave him a five-year, $185 million contract. So nobody is feeling good anyway around. At least the Texas Rangers can look at it this way. As of today, and I know it's early in the season, the Rangers have a record of going into tonight of 39-20. They are on top of the AL West. Let's see how long that lasts. Back in New York, someone who didn't leave New York City, because I think both he and the Yankees wanted each other, you have Aaron Judge. We learned about 20 minutes ago at the top of the show, and I'm sharing this with you now, Aaron Judge. If you saw the game on Saturday, nationally televised game, Yankees in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, Aaron Judge literally tracked a ball through an outfield fence in right field at Dodger Stadium. The man went through the fence. This was not a gate that was built to swing. He went through a gate. He went through a fence, okay? He went right through the damn wall, and he made the catch. Now, having said that, He's been out a couple of days with a busted up right toe. And we just found out the Yankees announced, and their manager, Aaron Boone, just talked about it. He sprained his right big toe. It's going to put him on the injured list. For the Yankees' sake, there is no break. There is no fracture. But Judge is going back on the injured list. And for all of the conversations about Aaron Judge and can he stay healthy? Is he injury prone? How can you give a 6'7", 285 baseball player, you know, $40 million a year for almost 10 years? He's been relatively healthy the past couple of seasons. And if you are going to have an injury, tell him to slow down, man. No need to go barreling into the wall. But at the same time, he's 6'7". It's bound to happen. The bigger they, what they say, the bigger you are, the harder you fall. That's what they say, right?
Yes, the bigger you are, the harder they fall, the slower you are to get up. And speaking of which, Jerry, you did mention Aaron Boone speaking of the matter. We do have that sound if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's listen to Aaron Boone talk about this superstar Aaron Judge.
We're going to go out and play our game and expect to still go out there and rack up victories. That's the focus. That's the goal. Nothing changes. Obviously, we hate being without Aaron for any amount of time, but it's part of the game sometimes, and we'll manage.
Yeah, well, they missed him tonight, maybe by a run. The Chicago White Sox were in New York, in the Bronx, and they beat the Yankees. The final score there, 3-2. And Josh Donaldson able to, you know, hit a home run to bring the game a little bit closer in the bottom of the ninth, but not enough. And these are the type of games, a one-run game. You look at Aaron Judge not being in the lineup and you say, well, damn. We know last year he had an American League record, 62 home runs. He was the MVP. And this season, he's missed time with a little bit of a hip injury. Nothing crazy. He got it running the bases, and now he's out with the toe. The man is second in baseball with home runs. With 19, if he was playing full-time, he'd have more than Pete Alonso. He has 40 RBIs. He's batting .291. He's number one in all of baseball in OPS. He is still a freak. And it's admirable what Aaron Judge has been able to do, because as he's gotten older, he's gotten better. He just turned 31 in April, and the fact that his batting average has gone up, that his strikeouts have gone down, it's just cool when you see someone just continue to up their game and up the ante. And Aaron Judge is just a cool dude to watch. No hang-ups, no quotes, no wild things. He just plays ball, and he's fun to watch. Something else that I understand. Hey, Shep, I've been seeing all of these stories in New York, and we've had a couple of callers reference it over the past few nights about the wildfires in Canada, and I've seen the photos from everywhere from the Midwest all the way out east to New York. What's the air situation? Is it really that noticeable when you go outside, when you breathe? What's going on?
Yeah, so it's in terms of your ability to breathe, that hasn't been compromised, but you definitely notice it does feel like there's a lot of debris, and it looks like it's going to rain at all times, and it's just dark. Like, at 6:30, it looked like the sun had almost set. It's kind of eerie. And so there's not as many people out, believe it or not.
Nobody wants to breathe the air, yeah.
Yeah, and so I don't know if it was a smart decision to walk my dog for over an hour tonight. Okay. But the little dude needs his exercise. But, but in all seriousness, like, it's a very funky thing. And people were talking about it as if the fire, like, happened in New York City, because that's how close it seems given the air situation and given the darkness of the sky. It really is something we've never seen before.
I saw the skies in Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium, I watched the game. Yankee Stadium had a orangish, a dark haze throughout the lights. And you know those lights inside the stadium, they're going to catch every and anything. They're so bright, and it just looked bad. And so how long has this really been the case? I've heard about it for a couple of days now, but some of the photos more recently have just started to really push it.
Oh, yeah. So honestly, JR, like it got worse tonight because it wasn't looking like that last night for
sure.
It
rained. It rained hard in New York, a day or two ago now?
Yes. It did. It didn't last too long. And but it was very humid. But yeah, today was, honestly, Jared, it was eerie.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is something that unfortunately our friends out west are more accustomed to. You think about California wildfires, and you hear and see a lot of the photos, and especially as the weather changes. And unfortunately, now we see the same thing in Canada having an effect on everything from the Midwest out east towards the Northeast. And so much love to everybody up in Canada, and also everyone who's feeling the effects of everything that's taken place with these fires. I can't imagine the photos. The photos don't look good. And so, Shep, next time you go out there and walk that dog, take some time, okay? Get in and out. Just a little JR wisdom. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we talked about DeGrom, Tommy John surgery. We talked about Aaron Judge. He's going on the injured list, at least for 10 days with a busted up toe. It could be worse. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, I guess teams that are going to have a new beginning. Frank Vogel has a new job. Adrian Griffin is a first-time head coach. He has a new job. And then the Miami Heat, they're getting ready to take on the Nuggets, and it looks like they are still going to miss someone important that they've been without throughout pretty much the entire postseason. I'm going to give you an update on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the PGA and LIV at the top of the hour. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh my God, I'm so flabbergasted. I even got it on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. DeGrom out, well, he out for a while. Aaron Judge out, just a little sprain, so he'd be out maybe, I don't know, a week, 10 days. But here's some good news. You have to wait for it, but this is good news for right now. The Phoenix Suns have a new head coach. The Milwaukee Bucks have a new head coach. And everybody can move forward, right? Isn't that part of being optimistic? So Frank Vogel was announced formally, presented formally today as the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. We know Monty Williams, he was ultimately given the boot, and then he goes to Detroit and he makes more money than Greg Popovich. Not too shabby, about $12 million per year. More money than any coach has ever seen in NBA history, and he has yet to coach a game. But now Frank Vogel is the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. He will be coaching Kevin Durant. He will be coaching Devin Booker, also Chris Paul, and I guess Campaign and DeAndre Ayton, and however else they decide to kind of, you know, wrap up or round out that roster. And so Frank Vogel, the last time we saw this man, he was the scapegoat for the Los Angeles Lakers. Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, no one was healthy, no one was available. Westbrook was getting embarrassed all over the place. People are calling him Westbrick. And somebody had to take the blame, and it was Frank Vogel. But now he's in the land of the rising sun. He's in the desert, and Frank Vogel is excited for the rising of a new sun in Phoenix. Listen.
This is the beginning of a new era in Phoenix Suns basketball, and it's going to be an exciting one. You know, we are committed to bringing in championship-level talent. I will be committed to bringing a championship-level culture, both on and off the court. a culture centered around hard work, toughness, intelligence, teamwork. And when we get out there and play, we're going to be scrappy as hell. Like, we're going to have talent out there, but we're going to be a scrappy team that plays harder than our opponent every night. And we're going to be a team that makes this community very proud.
Oh, man, everything always sounds so good at the beginning. In my head, I'm already going, how long before they make him the scapegoat? And I don't want to wish injury on anybody. Durant is 35. Chris Paul is 38 years old. Like, at what point do these guys fall apart? I hope it works. But I listen to the optimism and I go, what are the odds? And they got to fill out the rest of the team. They got like four guys under contract for next season, maybe five, and that's it. Watching them in the playoffs against the Denver Nuggets, Durant and Booker going 2-on-5 versus the Denver Nuggets was hilarious. And like, hey, how many 50-point games can they drop? Maybe Devin Booker will go out there and give you 70-plus, but not quite. They ran out of gas. And so as optimistic as I want to be about the Phoenix Suns, it's tough. It's difficult. And then knowing Frank Vogel and how coaches get fired now, well, just enjoy it. He's with the Pacers, was with Orlando, won a championship with the Lakers, and then they didn't win a championship, and they fired him. Thus is life in the NBA. Adrian Griffin is going to learn it. New head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks replacing head coach Mike Budenholzer. You might remember the name Adrian Griffin. This is someone, he played in the league. He played in the NBA. He did. He ain't played much, but he played. He went to Seton Hall, wasn't drafted, played in the Continental Basketball Association. You might remember the CBA. And then he was just a role player. And when I say role player, he played his role all over the NBA. Started with the Celtics, the Mavs, the Bulls, the Rockets, multiple stops with multiple teams. Ended in Seattle. And then immediately went into coaching. He has also been everywhere coaching. At one point in time, he was an assistant with the Bucks, with the Bulls, with the Magic, with OKC. He was on the sidelines as an assistant with Toronto dating back to 2018. His son, AJ, plays right here in Atlanta, was selected in the draft last year at guard. And since Quinn Snyder's come in, we haven't seen him play too much. But Adrian Griffin here, new head coach of the Bucks, he's going to be working with that Giannis Antetokounmpo guy. And knowing the weight, almost 10-plus years, almost 15 years as an assistant, whew, he said it was worth it.
You know, this is something I've prepared for my whole career. I believe, you know, my sister-in-law, she always says preparation time is never wasted time. So, you know, my 15 years of coaching, my 9 years of playing in the NBA, I've played with a lot of great players. I was coached by a lot of Hall of Fame players. And then I just listed the coaches that I've been under. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, my faith is very strong. My father was a minister. And he would always tell me to be faithful over the little things, and God rewards you with a lot more. And I feel like, you know, this has really came to life for me on my journey. And again, it's I believe in, you know, just the preparation that goes into sitting in this seat. And I was just so grateful that I had great mentors. You know, just too many to name. But I'm just extremely appreciative of the path that I've taken. You know, everyone's path is different. But, you know, to wait 15 years for this job, it was worth it.
Oh, good for him. Now let's see what he can do with the Bucks. I'm more concerned with what happens with the Bucks and their roster. Is Chris Middleton ever going to be healthy? Is he going to be back? Is he looking for an extension? Of course he wants one. Same thing for the Giant, Brook Lopez, who was in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. He's getting older. He is a free agent. We know you have Giannis Antetokounmpo. What about everybody else? Drew Holiday? Yeah, great. But what about everybody else? key players getting older, getting hurt. Okay. That's what's going to matter to Adrian Griffin if the Milwaukee Bucks want to go back to an NBA championship. The same thing for the Phoenix Suns. I mean, they want to go back to the finals. They didn't win. They want to go back this time with Kevin Durant. But it really depends on how else they round out the roster. And so in a few weeks, in about a month's time, a month and a half, we're going to see how these rosters shake out once we get to the conclusion of the NBA Finals. And we know that Game 3 will be back tomorrow, or the series will return tomorrow down in Miami. We're all knotted up at 1-1. By the time we get off the air tomorrow night, someone will have a 2-1 series lead, and the momentum will be firmly on their side. Will it be the Denver Nuggets, who unfortunately have had difficulty here in both fourth quarters, or will it be the Miami Heat, who are playing their first home game here in these finals? The momentum is going to swing one way. I told you about the Denver Nuggets. Mike Malone, even though they won game one, wasn't happy that they let Miami crawl back in it. And then in game two, not happy at all that Miami didn't just crawl back into the game. They blew the Nuggets out of it. Mike Malone, afterwards, didn't find himself as being too angry, too upset, or too critical at his team after their loss. Listen to this.
I think it was an honest assessment of the game. Honesty isn't critical, so I don't view it as being critical. I think it was an honest assessment of the game. And before I came out and spoke to you guys, had the same conversation with our players. Never once will I come into a press conference and say something to you that I haven't spoken to our team about. And our players owned it. I asked them after the game, why did we lose tonight? And they told me we didn't play hard enough. They told me we weren't disciplined enough. So it wasn't critical by any nature. It was an honest assessment.
Oh, man. Who the hell asked him that question? Do you think you were too hard on your players? Or what are we doing? What is he supposed to do? Go into the back and pat them on the back and go, oh, we got them next time. Don't worry about it, guys. Told the truth. They gave up 36 points in the fourth quarter. Who the hell does that and expects to win a game? Nobody. In the Miami Heat, I told you they're going back to Miami. It's been a few games now. Well, it's basically been the entire playoffs since Tyler Hero went down against the Bucks and broke his hand. And the whole line was, oh, we don't know if Tyler Hero is going to return. And if he does return, it's going to be in the finals. I kind of laughed it off, and I said, man, Miami Heat ain't going to no finals, and we won't see Tyler Hero until next year. Well, here the Miami Heat are, and now they're at home in the NBA Finals. But you know who we will not see? It don't look like we'll see Tyler Hero in Game 3. Listen to Eric Spoelstra on Tyler Hero and his status.
Tyler spoke the other day about still having a degree of pain with the hand. Where does he stand with that? And honestly, as the days are ticking down, your thoughts on his chances of being able to make an appearance during the finals?
Yeah, I don't want to be Nostradamus right now. We're taking it one day at a time, and I know that sounds like a cliche. He did the practice with the group. He's going to do a full contact workout after this. We'll evaluate that. We'll meet, you know, with the training staff later on today and probably tomorrow, and we'll just continue this process. He has not been cleared yet, and so that's where we are. But we're encouraged by the work that he's been doing.
Oh, okay. Hey, Shep, Tyler Hero comes back in Game 7 to hit the game-winning three for the Miami Heat to win a championship.
Oh, you pretending to be a Notre Dame right now?
Hey, well, listen. Eric Spoelstra said he is not, right? Why can't I be?
Well, I think he's covering every base. I mean, look, JR, I mean, there's a serious question about this series right now is if you insert Tyler Hero, and you remember this, remember back in 2009, the NBA Finals with Jameer Nelson and versus Ray for Alston?
Oh, my God, with the Orlando Magic?
Yeah, so obviously Jameer was out for a duration of that postseason, and Ray for Alston, and the way they were just clicking was they were playing out of their mind good. I mean, they beat Cleveland. No one had the Magic beating Cleveland that year. And then they inserted Jameer Nelson back into the lineup, and they actually took a step back. And so I think you're kind of dealing with the same thing right now. It's like you're playing with fire by inserting Tyler Hero back into the lineup, and you know, you and I both know this, he can only really do one thing.
shoot.
Yes.
That's it. For whether it's a shot needed or a shot not needed, that man just shoots. I don't know what the hell he was being taught in school, but that man has not ever looked at the basket and decided that, hey, I don't need to try, but I'm just going to launch the ball at the hole, whether or not he is the anti. Am I right by saying he's like the anti Jokic? Right? No, like Jokic, I've never seen anything that he's done and gone, man, why the hell did he do that?
Sure.
There's a million games. I look at Tyler here. I go, why is this guy doing this?
And so, I mean, and I'm not saying you're saying this. He's not a scrub.
No, he's not.
He's obviously an individual that is either the second or third best offensive player on the Heat any given night. But, yeah, he never developed other facets of his game. And because of that, he is strictly one-dimensional. And you have a guy in Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent, that combination that is better than what Tyler Herro would be doing in the NBA Finals right now.
Yeah, I don't know the deal with Caleb Martin. He's been dropping 3 points a game. I don't know if he's still sick or hurt or injured or what the case might be. But hey, who knows? Maybe having Tyler Herro back will give them a little bit of a boost. But I'm eagerly awaiting game three tomorrow night in Miami, because regardless of how the game ends, there is just going to be a massive, massive over-exaggeration about momentum. And momentum, true. Whoever wins is going to have momentum into the series, the remainder of it, obviously. But people are going to start burying whoever loses. And I just be prepared for that. Game three goes down between Miami and the Nuggets tomorrow. It should be a fun watch, and we'll be talking about it live here, especially at the conclusion on CBS Sports Radio. That's what we do. We're in prime time here, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get ready to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have a prime time conversation. We are going to talk about LIV Golf and the PGA Tour combining. Like Voltron. Like the Power Rangers, like Captain Planet, except for I don't know if this is good. They're trying to tell you it is, though. A lot of angry people. I'll tell you about it here on CBS Sports Radio. Not me. I'm happy.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.